This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, Harmony, Family Within the Quran, where we take a look at the different stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us from the prophets alayhimu salam and others, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights different family dynamics. And we're trying to learn and take and extrapolate different lessons from them. It feels like I say this every day, but we have another very difficult session to talk about today. Before we get into the actual story and talk about the lesson, I wanted to once again establish the general premise and lay out a framework. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْشَّرِ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will test you in different ways. We will test you through hardship, and we'll also test you in good times. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed we will test you in different ways. Loss of life, loss of wealth, loss of property, in all different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that congratulations to those who persevere. Who are those who persevere? That whenever they are afflicted with any kind of hardship, a test from Allah, they say that indeed, inna lillahi, indeed to Allah do we belong and to Him will we return. And those are the people that Allah showers His blessings and His mercy upon. And those are the people that are rightly guided. And so, the lot of the human being in this life is that every human being will be tested, particularly the believers, particularly those who are dedicated in their relationship to Allah. A lot of times we presume that someone is being tested because they are lacking in their spirituality or their relationship with Allah. But the Prophet ﷺ tells us quite the opposite. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, that the most severely tested people are the Prophets, the messengers of Allah. And then whoever is the closest to them in the way they live their lives, and then whoever is the closest to them. So it's not the case that I'm being tested because I'm lacking. Sometimes I'm being tested because I might be succeeding. I'm actually progressing in my relationship with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test me at that time in order for me to be able to move even further ahead in my spiritual growth and in my relationship with Allah. And as we've been talking about family throughout the month of Ramadan, I said this in the introduction, that the most severest of tests are the ones that hit closest to home and even within the home. And we started talking about in the previous session, the great Prophet of Allah, the great Messenger of Allah, the father of the prophets and the messengers, Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, the friend of Allah Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was so profoundly and severely tested. It's a very well-known story of the Quran that many of us are familiar with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details the story to us in surah number 37, surah As-Saffat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first of all, Allah tells us that Ibrahim alayhi salam, and this is something that we'll talk about a little bit later in a later session, but very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ibrahim and his wife Hajar, salamun alayha, very late in life with a child. And they longed for a child. Ibrahim alayhi salam had longed for a child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him very late in life with this child, Ismail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it, that Ibrahim made dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a righteous child, a righteous son. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And Allah says, we gave him the good news that we would be giving him, granting him a very patient, forbearing son, a boy who would have remarkable characteristics and qualities. But then Allah says in ayah number 102 of surah number 37, surah As-Saffat, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, that once Ismail came of age, he grew up, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. One day the father, Ibrahim alayhi salam, says to Ismail, Ya Bunayya, my dear, dear beloved son, who is so dear to me, Inni arafil manam, I have been given a message from God. Specifically, he says that I've been shown in a dream, but the dreams of prophets are a revelation, they're instruction from Allah. So he says that I have been given instruction by Allah, أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ, that I have to sacrifice you. I have to sacrifice you for the sake of Allah. The baby boy that I spent decades and decades and decades praying for, crying for, and was finally gifted, and this boy that is more dear to me than anything in the world, I would give my life 100 times over for this boy. That now, I've been asked to sacrifice you for the sake of Allah. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى, says, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salam knows he has to do what Allah has asked, but he's saying, what do you think? What are your thoughts? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي, he says, my dear father, اِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, do as you have been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that indeed, if God wills, you will find me to be patient, strong. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, once both of them had made peace with what was going to happen, it's as if they both talked to each other, they cried with each other. They sat there and they made peace with it. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, when both of them had submitted to Allah, both of them made peace with this. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and he laid down his son for the greatest, the most, the ultimate sacrifice that anyone has ever made. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and when he was about to go through with it, he was willing to do what Allah had asked him to, نَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, we called out to him and we said, wait, wait, O Ibrahim. قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا, you have fulfilled the command that I gave you. You brought the dream to fruition. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, we take care of those who strive with excellence in obeying their Lord. We take care of them. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ, this was indeed maybe the greatest test that was ever placed on any human being's shoulders. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Ibrahim alayhi salam an animal for sacrifice. That sacrifice is animal instead. And in commemoration of that great practice and tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we offer the sacrifice every year at Eid al-Adha, the Udhiyah, the Qurbani, the sacrifice. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked about this, he said, they asked him, مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what is it, what are these sacrifices that we make, O Messenger of Allah? And he said, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, this is carrying on the tradition of your forefather Abraham. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and the rest of humanity, for the rest of humanity, the sacrifice, the devotion, the dedication of Ibrahim alayhi salam would be remembered. Salamun ala Ibrahim. May God's peace and blessings be upon Ibrahim. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That is how we reward those who strive for excellence in the obedience of God. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And indeed, Ibrahim was from the devout, believing slaves of Allah. This is one of the most astounding and remarkable stories. And it sounds like an interesting kind of story to mention in the context of, if we're talking about the dynamics of family within the Qur'an, because this is a story about a father sacrificing his son. What do we learn from that? We learn a very important lesson. Because look at the moral of the story. We need to extract the what we call, like in the language of usul, we need to extract the illah, the underlying reasoning. We need to extract the moral of the story. And the moral of the story is this. The example, the case of Ibrahim was very severe. A really severe, profound test. Sacrifice your son because God has said. But Allah will not test us that way. That's the promise of Allah. He will not test us that severely. But what is the moral of the story? The moral of the story is this. One of the really difficult issues in family dynamics, particularly when it comes to our children, is that the love that we have for our children is beautiful. It's remarkable. It's amazing. But the love that we have for our children can also be very dangerous and very tricky. Because the love of our children, the love that we have for our children can also cause us to compromise on our morals, our ethics. It can cause us to compromise on our iman, on our faith. It can cause us to compromise justice, fairness, dignity. It can cause us to make some very major compromises. It can cause us to compromise our relationship with Allah. Because we can become hostage to the love that we have for our children. And that's a very dangerous thing. There's a reason why. There's this verse in the Quran that oftentimes people will come to and they'll get a little bit stuck at. The verse says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ فِتْنَةً. That indeed, your wealth, but then Allah says, in your children, can be a fitna. Your children can be a fitna? A test, a trial. Allah says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. Your own children can be your enemy. Be careful. Now you know, we've always heard this piece of wisdom from our elders, too much of anything is bad for you. Too much of even a good thing can be bad for you. The Prophet ﷺ talked about this. There was a sahabi who was praying so much, he was fasting every day, he was praying every night, that's all he was doing, fasting, praying, fasting, praying, fasting, praying. He was neglecting all of his responsibilities, his obligations, he was actually withering away, he was wearing himself down to the bone. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, this is not right. This is not the deen. This is too far. This is too much. This is extreme. This is bad for you. Even prayer fasting can be bad for you? Absolutely, if you take it to an extreme. So the love that we have for our family, particularly our children, is a beautiful thing. But it can go too far. And the point when it has definitely gone too far is when it makes us compromise our relationship with Allah. That's the moral of the story. Now that lesson was being taught through a very drastic example of Ibrahim. When God says, sacrifice your son. But that's my boy. That's my baby. But if Allah says, sacrifice your child. Do you put Allah first or your child first? It's a question that I have to answer. Now again, as I said, Allah promised He won't test us like that. And we pray, may Allah never test us, even anything near that. But on a day-to-day basis, we're going to have to make those decisions. That the people that we love, the people that we are obligated to, They have a haqq on us. They have rights on us. But how do I not let my love, my affection for them make me compromise? How do I not let it compromise and force me to compromise on my morals, on my ethics, on fairness, on justice? That if my child, my son, wronged someone, what would I do? Would I just side with my son because he's my son? Or would I say, no, right is right, fair is fair? And that's something that we all have to work on. And that's what the Quran teaches us through the example of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength and stability and fortitude in our iman, in our morals, in our ethics, in our principles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala foster love within our homes. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allow that love to become a fitna for us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.